As you may know, at Cosmic, we like metaphors. And a very useful metaphor in the field of change and in the study of the mind is the labyrinth. The labyrinth, this deep structural metaphor that has guided human thought for thousands of years. What labyrinths do you feel trapped into? And is there a way out, really? Listening to Cosmic Dynamics, 5 minutes of exploration on art, change, and the music of the universe. We touched on labyrinths in episode 12, 19, and 20 already. You might want to start there. Today, I want to share one simple idea, which is very strongly connected to narrative change, paradigms, and the stories we tell. Every day, we keep advancing in various labyrinths, hoping there is an exit on the other side. Trying to find a way out of a pandemic, out of a political system that doesn't work, fixing an economic model that is falling apart, fixing territorial wars, getting people to adopt a greener lifestyle, and so on and so forth. Here's the thing. The exit of the labyrinth on the other side, at this very moment, is completely imaginary. Actually, there's no guarantee that there is an exit, that we don't know how far it is, and if the Minotaur is going to kick our butts on the way. Last time, we concluded that the best way to exit the labyrinth is by its entrance. Okay, today my offer is to remind us all that most times, because of our conditioning, we are letting ourselves be thrown into a labyrinth that we don't even want to be in the first place. We get sucked in, adopting paradigms we don't even question. And like everyone in there, we start looking for an exit on the other side. We can decide not to get into a labyrinth. We can decide not to be part of a paradigm that has not only proven outdated, but that also keeps creating problems that did not exist before. And problems that are projected to be solved with more of the same mixture. Right? Not being in the labyrinth? Is that possible? Really? Well, yes, I would argue, and the beauty of this idea is that we can still be walking outside the labyrinth, walking, running even, and making beautiful things happen, living as a subject, not as an object of something we did not decide. Think about it. What does this mean for your quest? The art piece I want to feature today is Inception, the science fiction movie by Christopher Nolan, where character Ariadne is recruited to construct various dreamscapes as mazes. My question for you is, do you remember how they wake up?